Jammers.
Wait, what's the show?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And?
Hey.
Stephen Penta.
And real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh. I mean, like, it's selfish help.
Jammers. We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
Did you guys hike this morning? I feel like I'm missing out on everything.
Oh, you wouldn't have gone for a fucking hike anyways.
Yeah, I would have.
You
wouldn't have done it.
That's
if
not
we're doing
true.
A
That's
Jammers thing, I will do the thing.
Well, first of all.
Since when?
Yeah. Well, now I want to start. Now that you guys are doing it together without me.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah.
We went for a lovely hike this morning.
Yeah. Oh, we're tired.
I am exhausted.
Yeah. We were just like, should we just cancel Jammers altogether? We're like, this is really fun.
Cancel
wait a minute.
Barbecue, cancel the podcast.
So
now that we're together.
You did the hike and you were like, we're canceling everything else.
Yeah. Well, now that we're together, we're like, oh, this is much more fun just to be stupid by ourselves.
Yeah. Right. We don't have to record this. We can just do it.
Yeah.
I am so tired.
Yeah. We laid out at the pool yesterday.
We did. It was lovely.
And our matching mom hats. We're just getting older and older.
By the second, really.
And yesterday, instead of taking a nap after I flew in, we were like, we should take naps. We were like, instead, let's swim around in the hot, hot sun.
And make sure you open your eyes underwater so they get extra sleepy.
Right. Extra sleepy
extra
and bloodshot.
Irritated.
So that when you try to tell people, oh, no, I'm not really high, they're like, sure, you're not.
Yeah. Well, that's good, though, because then you can be like, no. See, I'm clearly high. And people are like, oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I know. People will accept that. If you're stoned and if you're acting like an asshole and then you're like, oh, I'm really high, they're like, okay. But if you're just like a weirdo, they're like, get it together.
Get high already.
Yeah. God, why don't you smoke some weed?
Chill out.
But yeah, we got up. We went for a hike. No Jammers. We're here for the hike. Which is okay. I actually respect that.
I didn't expect anyone to show up for the actual hike.
No.
I mean, we did. We left late, but we still. I mean,
6
we
a.m. was
late.
Early. That was early. It was 6 a.m. was the call on the hike.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, we were up. But
we were up at 5:30.
Megan's very healthy, and she does not have coffee in her apartment.
I don't.
Oh,
it's true.
You don't. What kind of monster are you?
I don't, because I don't drink coffee.
I know.
It's like a treat. It's like a special treat. Like a couple days a week, I'll go buy a cup of coffee. Like I did that today. But
yeah. Oh no, I woke up
post hike.
Yeah, we woke up at like 5:30, and I was like, I'll sneak around and make myself a cup of coffee, take a dump before I go for a hike. And I was like, Megan, do you guys have coffee? And then I immediately regretted talking shit about Steven and his three coffee stations or whatever the fuck you have set up.
Yeah, I know. Who appreciates my full coffee setup? My kitchen is only equipped to make coffee.
I know. It's only equipped to make coffee and it's only equipped to serve coffee.
Yeah, wait, nothing else.
If you want a salad, you got to put it in this mug.
And bring all your own vegetables.
Right.
And go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. But yeah, no, it was good. So we got up and then we went and got, we were still hiking by like, we were on the hike before 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
We were on the trail.
Did you do the Hollywood sign? Was this the Hollywood Vandal sign? Are we Jammerswood now?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We changed it to Jammerswood. We're in jail. We're recording this podcast from jail.
I know the acoustics are much better in jail.
Yeah, exactly.
And you would think it sucks, but it's actually been better for the relationship because Preston does not have to listen to it.
Yeah, he's very, he excused himself.
Yeah.
Right before we recorded. He excused himself.
It's fun. We went out for Mexican food last night.
Mm-hmm. We ate a lot of Mexican food and then we immediately went to bed.
Yeah.
Like responsible elderly people.
Fat people.
Yeah.
Like responsibly elderly obese people. We ate a bunch of melted cheese and carbs and then went right to sleep.
Well, it was actually good because we're trying to stay off the sugar thing. We had carbs, but no sugar for dessert. So we had our Mexican food and then for dessert, we got chorizo queso.
Yeah.
My fat ass was like, you know, these nachos are much smaller than I thought they would be.
It was veggie chorizo.
Yeah.
So it was like a salad.
Yeah.
Like a melty cheesy salad.
Right. And I mean, you need protein on your salad. Cheese is protein.
And so is veggie chorizo. We just had a protein rich salad.
Yeah. So we're like actively, we're just like very chill. It's a very chill California lifestyle.
Yeah. Just eating cheese.
Getting tan.
Sleeping.
Eating cheese. Farting in the night.
That's what we do here. That's just what we do here.
Yeah, so it was good. We're very relaxed.
We're prepping for this queue.
This queue, I'm fired up.
Oh, I am very tired.
Yeah, we sent out a message. We got food plans. We got food prep. We have 7 kinds of cheese.
Wait, now, who responds to the Jammers queue? What's the response on the Jammers front? Because I've been actively trying to not pay attention to the emails as they come in because I want to be surprised.
Yeah, well, we'll see. So we put it, so we have a handful of people coming and then we posted on Instagram. So we're not checking the messages till after this. And then if they message us.
So we're expecting a flood of messages.
Yeah. Well, we invited.
Thousands of listeners.
Yeah. We invited now secrets, kids, because social media is all a lie and it's all a front.
It's true. I don't know if you knew this.
Right. It's all the emperor's new clothes. So we invited a bunch of our friends so that it looks like a lot of people are here.
But also like 3 of our friends have responded.
So even our,
because they're like, it's Wednesday. We're in our 30s. We're at our jobs.
Yeah. We're like, yeah, we're at our job too, assholes.
And then they all deleted our numbers immediately.
We've been blocked by all of our friends. So hopefully all the Jammers do show up because we need new friends.
Oh yeah. Otherwise it's going to be real rough stuff.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm excited. I had a Red Bull in the shower.
I've had a lot of coffee. Just had a little whiskey.
Yeah.
A lot of coffee, little whiskey. That's the balance.
Right. A lot of coffee, little whiskey.
Just like a speedball. Poor man's speedball.
Right. I was like, do you have coffee? And she's like, you can microwave the whiskey. That's what I do before my hike.
Yeah, that's the same thing, right? Isn't it the same thing?
Yeah, hot whiskey.
Hot whiskey, hot coffee. I don't get it. They're both brown.
Right. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So check this out. This is going to be an interesting episode because we got a Jam-a-Lam.
We did.
And we didn't get to it last week because we had the wonderful Tyler Mead.
He was such a treat. One of our many Tylers.
Yeah.
Who, Tyler, a lawyer, will be making an appearance at this barbecue.
Yeah.
We're very excited. He sent me a very wordy text.
I got to read that.
I have not yet read to Wendy because it's about 17 pages long. Because again, he's a lawyer. He doesn't have real work to do.
Right.
He just has to check Wikipedia for new porn positions.
Right.
And send long texts. So he will be making an appearance. So any Jammers that are here, any lawyering questions, he would be more than happy to get blackout drunk and then answer them for you.
And you're listening to this a week later. You're listening to this a week after it happened. We're going to be live streaming on Instagram. And I figured out, look, after the episode with Tyler, we're like real good at social media now. So,
cause we had it. Hippie Young Kid teach us some stuff.
We're basically techies now. And I don't know if you know this, we're doing a podcast and Megan's also scrolling through her email at the same time.
Yeah, I can do everything.
She's plugged into the matrix.
Yeah, we all are. Oh, there's a guy down the street. He is fully plugged in. The yellow shirt guy.
Oh, my buddy, my new neighbor.
He's the best. This guy just stands on the corner and like, did he just start talking?
No, okay. He's always like, when I walk by, he's only been living there for like 2 weeks.
Okay. Oh, it's new.
Yeah. He's my new neighbor.
Okay.
So like I'll walk by and say like, hey, good morning. He'll like say hi back.
Yeah.
But he always just like angry stared, but then I'd say hi. And then he'd like, but now he's like full on plugged in.
Yeah.
Whatever meds have worn off.
Yeah.
And he is going for it.
He's doing like a monologue. We walked by and he's out there talking and we looked at him and we're like, hey, and he goes, hey, good morning. How are you? Do you guys smoke?
Yeah, no, he pulls out of it real quick.
Well, that's because
I bought him a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Well, that's because it's because he knows that we're also plugged in. So he knows this is all a simulation. So we're like, we get it, bro. Sweet. We're like, here's, you want a cup of coffee? And then we said like, sick avatar and walked away. Nice choice.
And then we all winked at each other.
Yeah. And then we flew away. Then we sprouted wings and flew into the atmosphere. Oh man. Oh yeah. Okay. Megan pulled this up. Let's get into this because we're not mad.
No, we're not mad at all. And again, we've said this a million times.
I love that you just briefly glossed over the homeless guy and his rants. And then you went back into, you're clearly about to go on a rant. Like your eyes are just, I could see the fury building.
Well, we've been practicing this on the street corner ourselves. It's
with my new neighbor.
Which is how we're raising money to pay for this Jammers queue. We were like, okay, we got a few people that sent some money to help and people are probably going to bring their own food. But we're like, we got to make money somehow. So we've been practicing this monologue we're about to do on the street.
On the streets of Hollywood, California.
And we put out a tip jar and we made sure we're like, the change goes in there. The hot whiskey goes in this one. Don't
we gotta wake up.
Yeah. And if you swirl pennies in the hot whiskey, you can drink and drive and they can't test it in the breathalyzer. True.
Everyone knows that. Yeah. It's a hot tip for you kids out there.
Yeah.
Is that a thing at all?
No.
People use that as a trick. My dad, who's...
Yeah, suck on a penny if you've been drinking.
Yeah, my dad, because my dad's a retired highway patrol officer. He's like a captain in the highway patrol. He goes, he would pull people over who were like clearly very drunk and swerving all over the road. And he goes, yeah, everyone I've ever pulled over has only had 2 beers. Yeah. And a lot of times he would do a breathalyzer test and you could see they're like sucking on pennies. Like you can hear pennies cling around in their teeth because they're like...
This works.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but I don't know. Try it out. Get back to us.
Yeah. Get a DUI. Let us know how it works out for you.
At that point, it can't hurt.
Right. That's this week's challenge. Get really drunk. Put a bunch of loose change in your mouth.
Not this week's challenge. Please don't do that.
And do donuts in the parking lot of a police office.
A police office?
Station.
No, it's an office.
Yeah.
A police office park.
Did I mention that instead of sleeping, we laid in the sun? Yeah.
Oh, I am exhausted. And then I just woke up and had mini panic attacks all night about this jammer's queue.
Yeah. It's weird with a party because you're like, you want people to share. That's part of it. You're like, oh my God, what if 70 people show up? And then you buy all this food and then you're like, oh my God, what if 2 people show up?
Well, okay. So this is a fun fact and it doesn't matter because Preston isn't here and he does not listen. I did not tell him about the jammer's queue.
This is amazing.
I was like, Wendy's going to be, we're going to invite regular friends, jammer's friends, and then regular friends that we've known before jammer's.
Right.
And so I was like, I'm just going to like, cause as of Tuesday, like one person emailed us.
So you just weren't going to tell him that there were going to be strangers there. You were going to act like it was a normal party,
which again, he isn't here. So I will equate this to the time I let a homeless man shower in our old apartment. And I never told him that because that's the one thing I've never told him.
Right.
And it does eat away at me. Cause I tell him everything because I know, cause he would fucking murder me.
Yeah.
If he was like, oh, I'm sorry, you let like a homeless crazy person that talked to you about like smoking meth in his car come shower in our shower when no one was home. And I'm like, yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, yeah. But that's very true. That's very true to your being. Like, I understand why you would.
True, but also like very stupid. And like, he would be a terrible boyfriend if he was not upset about that.
Right.
Like my safety. Right. So I equate the jammer's queue to the methed out homeless man that lived down the street from me.
I equate inviting Jammer's fans
to the methed out homeless guy down the street from me.
No.
So I was just like, I'm not going to, cause what if nobody shows up, which is very feasible. So I'm like either no, or if just like a couple of people show up, it's like, whatever. Well, it's going to be more than a couple.
Right.
But still like not enough. So I told him like an hour ago.
Yeah, well,
and
the plan
was very excited and now is not here. So we'll see if he ever comes back.
Wait. In what way was he excited? Was he excited in that nervous, like, you did what? Or was he like,
oh, I was joking that he is excited.
That was sarcasm.
He was like, so what? There's like 30 people coming to our house. And I was like, oh, babe, no. He's like, well, we invited a bunch of our friends. And I was like, yeah, but they all have jobs and no one's gotten back to me. So like, maybe like 10 people.
You're like, what's worse? Your girlfriend inviting a bunch of people over or your girlfriend only having 5 people that want to hang out with her? What's more embarrassing?
He's like, both are terrible. Yeah. And I hate both options.
Well, and what I like is that when you were offered like, hey, babe, do you want to get a hotel since like Wendy's coming over? That's how obnoxious we are together that she was like, this might be a plausible thing.
Exactly.
Like, look, we'll get you a hotel just so you don't have to deal with me and Wendy. And he's like, no, it's fine. And I'm like, And then what if you're like, you could have done it quick. You're like, babe, I gotta be honest with you. Last time Wendy came over, she let a homeless man take a shower.
It was not me at all. I had nothing to do with it. And if you ever hear otherwise, it's a lie.
I don't trust her. So I think you should leave.
Yeah, it's safer this way.
Here, babe. So Wendy got a hotel.
Alone with Wendy and the homeless people she lets into our house to shower.
What we should have done. Now, what I think we'll do next time. And I was, you know, I thought about this while I took my meditation nap today. I thought, you know what would have been a better solution is, and we'll do this next time.
This podcast.
Oh yeah.
Agreed.
To go back in time and never have met.
Yeah. Oh my God. Is that impossible? I did not realize we could go that far back.
I bet the guy in the yellow shirt has access to a time machine.
True. We should go talk. We owe him a cigarette. Yeah. So we should go. We'll be like, hey,
we'll give you the cigarette.
There's more where this came from. Where's the time machine?
On one condition, make it so that we never met.
And then he just kills us both immediately.
No, we should have got an Airbnb and then we could have, but we'll do that next time.
Yeah.
We'll do that at the New York one. We'll get an Airbnb.
For Preston?
Yeah.
No, you get an Airbnb that you can have the party in.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Party.
But I mean, it is, well, my thing was like, I could still have gotten away with just being like, oh, these are just like some friends of me and Wendy's you've never met, which is a fact.
You could
right?
just say that they're fans. I mean, our fan base is small enough that our fans are friends.
Well, no, but totally, it's fine. But the thing is, I like looked on a couple people's Instagram and I'm like, oh, you're 19. There's no fucking chance you're coming over here. And Preston's not going to be like, what the fuck yeah. is a teenager doing at our house?
We're like, oh, we're all old school buddies.
Yeah. This is one of Wendy's high school friends.
Yeah. He's 19. Yeah, I know. I used to babysit him and take him to school. I didn't say I was at school with him. I said we were school buddies.
So yeah, this is going to be a good.
Yeah. We got so much food and like nice, easy prep. We made a big old thing of tuna.
Big old thing of tuna. We're going to make beanie weenies.
Yep.
Oh man.
And they do not have whole jalapenos in jars. We have to do this weird. I mean, essentially we're like, it's white trash fusion is what we're doing.
Which I'm impressed. It's tapas.
Yeah, it's tapas. And at this point, these pictures are on the Jammers Instagram. So check it out.
Yeah, it looks great.
Right. And we're saying that before we try to skewer together sliced jalapenos
with tuna mush. Which in our heads are like, it's not like a piece of like seared ahi tuna that we can just, we're like, oh, we'll just make like a little, we'll throw a toothpick in there. It'll be perfect. It's just going to literally, what's going to end up happening is it's going to be a bowl of tuna covered in jalapenos. And just be like, just reach your hand in there.
Yeah.
Grab a scoop.
I think white trash fusion is going to be huge.
Yeah. You can just take.
The one thing I think we're missing is chili cheese donuts. I think we really should.
Well, you know what? That's doable. We got time.
We got all the time in the
California
world.
Donuts is a walk away. And guess what's next to it? A Gelson's. And I have plenty of
and
cheese.
And a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
So
it'll be a
Tommy's.
Yes. Oh my God. We should do it. We'll go get a mug of chili.
You can buy just the chili at Tommy's.
Yeah, that's a good, and that's,
oh, we're all Jammers. Yeah, I'm so excited. I have one bathroom. Let's see how much shit ends up in my house.
You know what? As we were shopping and we found the little Vienna sausages, I'm like, should we get extra toilet paper? That's what I always bring to a house party. And a lot of people don't think about it when they say bring things. Smart. I bring toilet paper and paper towels because I'm like, look, I got nervous and I took laxatives. So this is my stash. And this is also my party. I was going to get laxatives for everyone, but I think the chili cheese donuts, that's a good.
That does it.
Yeah, chili
that's
cheese donuts. It's a natural.
That's on
laxative.
Your way out. On your way out, we hand you a chili cheese donut and kick you in the ass.
Right.
Good luck driving home, asshole.
And by asshole, we're talking to your literal asshole.
Literal asshole.
And we did all learn it's cherry season. So.
Oh, we have cherries.
Yeah, we got cherries.
We got cherries.
Got it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to top the chili cheese donut with an...
Oh, instead of like a maraschino cherry, like a fresh...
Yeah, like a cherry's flambé.
Throw a little hot sauce and cottage cheese on there just to be safe. Okay, donut is the base.
Right.
Tommy's chili on top. A cherry with the pit in it still, so you fuck up and break a teeth.
Yeah.
Break a teeth. I'm very tired.
Right. Well, by the time you're done eating all the shit that we have here, your teeth are going to either rot out of your face or walk out of your mouth. Because they'll be like, are my teeth falling out? I had no sugar. Well, you're making bad food decisions.
But no, then to be healthy, because like whipped cream, ugh.
Yeah.
We're off sugar.
Gross.
Just a scoop of cottage cheese on top of that cherry. And then like a little hot sauce instead of chocolate drizzle. You're welcome.
And your teeth would fall out. It's evolution of a species.
Well, your teeth would fall out. Like, nope, I am not chewing that.
Yeah, your teeth are like, I will not be a party to this. I will not help you do this.
Just walk out the door. And they learn how to say it like that because Tyler, our lawyer, will be here.
Yep.
So they will be all legal-easy.
Yeah.
Our teeth.
Legal teethy. Oh, God. This is going to be great. Oh,
I'm going to go to sleep.
Yes.
Can I just sleep the next 30 minutes for this podcast?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Chowder's over here just taking a nap and I'm really jealous.
Speaking of food, segue into this. Jam-a-lamb.
We're going to eat the dog.
Yeah.
That's what that means. Yeah. The dog's name is Chowder. We're very tired and confused. We're going to eat the dog. You shouldn't name a dog a food unless you're going to expect people to eat the dog.
Right.
Lauren?
Jam-a-lamb. He's taking a little nap. So Jam-a-lamb's, obviously, that's the thing. If you want us to give you a shout out or you just want to say hi or whatever, it's whatever you want. And you can give us money and thank you. And we appreciate it. And we will talk shit on ourselves. And this Jam-a-lamb is one of those.
I think it's our first one of those.
It's a first go fuck yourself.
It's a first go fuck yourself, which I'm not mad about.
Right.
But we've got some opinions, which we get.
Yeah. And so we want to read this. Because
I do want to say, so she straight up said, don't use my kind of distinctive name. So I will call her Aphrodite.
I like it. Aphrodite.
It's similar to her real name. And I'll
Scroll back up. Oh, this bitch is my neighbor in New York City.
Wait, like you know her?
Wait, the Russian?
No, she lives. Oh. No, this person who wrote this email, Aphrodite, what's up, girl? We're neighbors as fuck. She lives like.
Oh, that's hilarious. I was so excited.
Less than 20 blocks away.
You
don't recognize
bitch.
Her, though. It's not someone you know.
Oh, I know. See, we're neighbors. I'm really excited.
Yeah. I'll see you in the neighborhood, lady.
Aphrodite.
Get ready. I have her address. I'm just going to drop off chili cherry donuts at her apartment. Like, there you go.
That part of the whole 30.
Does Aphrodite need to watch her back?
Possibly. We'll get into it. No, you're fine.
No, she might need to watch our backsides because apparently
we're a couple of real fat cunts.
What?
We got that fat cunt energy.
I do. Most of my weight at this point in my life is going straight to my pussy and my outer pussy.
Right.
That's what I call my thighs.
The pussy fart gang has got that FCE.
Oh, God.
All right, here we go. You want to kick this off?
I'll kick it off. Okay, so this is Jam-a-lamb from a solid listener with a distinctive name, Aphrodite. Hey, guys, I'm giving you a Jam-a-lamb because I wanted Wendy and Megan to admit on air that they were doing a classic bullshit move when they pretended that being on Whole 30 has nothing, in all capitals, to do with wanting to lose weight. Popcorn Wendy.
I'm going to take it to an exhale. I get it. I love this move too. It's fun to humiliate and needle at men for any given statement they make about our body and how much we weigh.
Oh, this jammer's got my back.
But popcorn, read this. Popcorn Megan.
I, Megan, was being totally full of shit when I said going on Whole 30 has nothing to do with losing weight.
Oh,
Popcorn
thanks
Wendy.
For admitting that, Megan.
Eat a fucking massive cunt cock, like a combo of like a huge beefy hog inside of a pussy. Like it's a hot dog in a weird human bun, Steven. Popcorn Wendy.
I, Wendy, was being even more full of shit.
More in all capitals.
Yeah, more in all capitals, full of shit. When I said I was going on Whole, when I said going on Whole 30 has nothing to do with losing weight.
Oh, I accept Popcorn your very Megan. Genuine apology.
Oh, Steven.
Oh, I want you to eat.
Steven, if I was you, I would keep your goddamn mouth shut because we know we're coming for you in a minute.
Yeah. The dick I want you to eat is wrapped in a puff pastry and covered in baked beans.
And currently in the freezer for the Jammer's queue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Popcorn Megan.
Anyhow, please never stop doing this podcast. I love it. It's the best.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Okay.
Let's break this down. Yeah. First of all, I need... I'll give her one thing. When I did that, mm-hmm. when I partially yelled at Steven, that was not because Steven is a man, but because Steven is Steven.
Correct.
So,
all right.
So Steven saying that, it was like on last week's episode when Tyler was talking about being sexually harassed by, older men,
men following him into the bathroom to hit on him.
Steven doesn't take into account the fact that like, oh, he's a gay man. So it's overtly sexual. It's not like just like, oh, someone giving Steven a compliment.
Right.
So Steven took that as like, no, Tyler, you just got to say thank you. No, that was cunty. So when Steven said the weight loss thing, it was like, oh no, Steven is being cunty.
Right. And the weight loss, here was the comment. So we were talking about doing the whole 30 and go back and listen to the episode. I forget the title, but look it up. It was great. but the comment, Preston was getting ready to leave the apartment and Megan goes, bye babe. Love you. Cute butt. And Steven said, ooh, look at Megan, loses a little weight and gets all confident to hit on her boyfriend. And that's when we said,
which was cunty. That was cunty. Yes.
It's a little cunty. I'll give you that.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah.
You're very welcome. And
he learned that at his most recent men's meeting.
Right. I made some mistakes. It's okay. Right.
Another man told him it's okay to apologize. So now he feels like it's right. Okay.
You can
Another
admit you're being a
man told him it's cool please. To apologize sometimes.
I spend most of my life apologizing to you guys. Again.
Anyways.
So that was the comment. And then we went off and said,
which
this is not.
Infuriated me.
Right. And when we talked about the whole 30 also, and Steven, you said, I don't really want to do this. I don't need to do this. I'm already losing enough weight. And we said, it's not about losing weight. It's about readjusting your metabolism and getting healthy and eating like natural foods and resetting your digestive system and things like that.
Right.
Because, okay. And this is the other thing too with the whole, because I will, yes, of course people do the whole 30 to lose weight. No shit. People also go on a vegan diet to lose weight, or they do a gluten-free thing to
lose
weight.
Or the keto thing.
Yeah. Or whatever. People do like there's literally any way of eating people will do to lose weight.
Right.
But there's also a benefit to, here's the thing. Wendy and I have a long history of crippling body dysmorphia. A longstanding issue, with eating disorders.
Yep.
Much younger than you. The reason I started doing coke when I was 14 was because I was like, oh my God, I can lose weight doing this. So if I want to fucking lose weight,
right,
I will do it real quick and I'll do it unhealthy as fuck.
Right.
So I don't need to do a whole 30 bullshit thing to lose weight because I won't.
Right.
I'm not doing that to lose weight. If I want to lose weight, if I've got a fucking wedding in a month and I want to drop 10 pounds real quick, I'll do that. And it sure as shit won't be on Whole 30 or no. Eating some like high protein, low fucking carb, no. Gluten-free vegan diet.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
No.
What I'm going to do is just eat celery,
yep,
and raw fucking tuna out of a can. That sounds raw, but like,
yeah,
mixed with nothing.
Right.
And go to the gym like a crazy person.
Right.
That's what I will do. So I think what Wendy and I took issue with this.
Yeah.
Was that no, this is a circumstance. And I get what she's saying.
Right.
I totally get that because people do that all the time. Not just women do it. Men do it all the time. We're like, you're doing a thing and you don't want to admit you're doing a thing. And so you yell at somebody for that.
Right.
But that was not this.
Right. And a lot of times too, and I understand, and I did this when I was younger. Not even that much younger. This was when I did the parasite cleanse. I did that. And actually, and as I started losing weight, my eating disorder brain clicked, yeah, back in and I got super skinny and I lied and I was like, well, I'm not losing weight. I'm just trying to clean up parasites. And at that point, the parasites were gone and I just continued down this. So that is something that I know I do. And Megan and I both do that. And so we specifically, and especially I used to be a trainer, and with my clients, I had them not focus on weight so much, because if you obsess on that, then you fall into this pit of low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And if you, and it shouldn't be.
And then you're
be,
obsessive about it.
Right. And that's when you can get unhealthy. And so I know a lot of people do that, which is part of why we wanted to do the whole 30 and why we do things like we'll take out sugar for a week, because it should be focusing more on nutrition and just having the discipline to follow a plan and not just about weight loss. Cause if you just want to lose weight, you just get on a scale and it's super easy. You just eat less calories than you're taking in. It's a science. It's mathematical.
Send us an email. Wendy and I will give you some real hot, unhealthy tips for, yeah, how to lose weight real quick.
Yeah,
trust me.
Ooh. Yeah. So some people will do that, but we were not, that's not why we did this. And we weren't secretly doing this. And if we're being honest and like, just to talk about, because it can be embarrassing. Cause if you're like, you go out and if you get a salad, people are like, what, do you want a diet? If you are actively trying to lose weight and you feel uncomfortable in your body, yeah, a lot of people will lie because they don't want to admit that, like, yeah, I feel like I need to lose 10 pounds. Because a lot of times some people, when I was a trainer and I had male clients, I would be like, stop eating this, this, and this, and you'll be less fat. And they're like, okay. But most people with food, it's one of the only things you can be addicted to.
That's socially acceptable.
That's socially, yeah, acceptable. Right. And so you have to get over the mental hump of that and admitting like, hey, look, I don't like my body. I feel like when I eat, like some people can eat a cookie and it doesn't bother them. Other people eat a cookie and it goes to like, I'm a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. And they have shame about it in the same way that a closet at someone who's an alcoholic and is closet drinking by themselves has shame about that and will make up other excuses. But until you admit that you like with the food thing that like, I do not feel good. I have a problem. I go home and I eat sugar alone and I throw it up or I take laxatives. Until you admit that, it's hard to fix it, but it's such a difficult thing to admit. So Aphrodite's correct. A lot of people do that and a lot of women will do that. But Megan and I, and we read your jam lamp, that's not why we were doing it.
Yeah.
We were being completely sincere. And I actually, when I started doing the Whole 30, in that first week, if you go back and listen to the episode, that day I was super thin because I immediately clicked into my brain and I purposely was like, I'm going to start eating. And Tyler on the episode last week. So if I have full disclosure, full honesty, a week into that, I went full like hardcore anorexia. And then instead of eating, I was drinking and may or may not have been doing illegal drugs. Okay. And I was like, oh, this is not good. So I thought, huh, maybe the problem isn't gluten and sugar. Maybe the problem is alcohol. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to lax on the thing. I'm going to eat cheese. If I want to eat cheese, if I want Ezekiel bread, I'm going to eat Ezekiel bread. And instead I was like, oh, I think the problem I have is with alcohol. And so I'm like, full stop, not drinking, like full stop, no drinking. And I'm just cutting that shit out for a year, you know? And so if we're being honest, and that's something that like a lot of times the same with the food where I'll be like, oh, I'm taking a break for a week. I've had to just tell people like, oh no, like I'm going to meetings. This is the thing that I'm doing. And I feel so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so that we wanted to read that Jam-a-Lam and full disclosure to the audience. So you guys don't think that we're bullshitting you guys.
Yeah. Cause we're not, that wasn't us being like, no, we're now.
Yeah.
No, like, it was you fucking with me. I mean, I get that.
No, like, it was us fucking with you, but I will say then you sent this and then Steven sent a real cunty email about this.
Did I?
Oh, and my dumb small grin.
No, to be fair though, we were not fucking with you when we said it's not about losing weight. We were fucking with you. We were being honest because we were like, you don't understand.
No, but I think it came across as that because I immediately
on the episode,
went, God damn it, Steven.
On the episode, it was a little sarcastic and I understand that, but
yeah.
I also understand. And to be honest, like doing the weight loss stuff with you guys has been really helpful for me. I didn't do the whole 30 thing very hard, but the sugar thing was a big revelation.
But see, you just said it right there. You said doing the whole weight loss thing.
Yeah.
You just called it weight loss.
Not the weight loss.
But do you know what I mean?
Right.
Because like that's what people like that's right. The assumption is if you're doing anything other than like I don't know. Cause if you go out and all your friends eat pizza and you're just like, I don't really feel like having pizza. And you have a salad,
right?
Then it's, oh, you're on a diet. And it's like, no, maybe I just don't feel like having a fucking slice of pizza.
Right.
And I want something else. But that if you do anything to people are like, oh, it's weight loss.
Right.
Right. Or like, you know,
unless it's a moral issue, like being vegan or something.
Right.
Where you can be like, oh, well, I don't, you know,
people get so uptight. And here's the other thing. If you're focusing on weight loss, and I think this is the key to, especially with food, cause it's such a, it's, this is like one of the diet and exercise industry and weight loss industry is like one of the number one industries.
Yeah. No, agreed. I just thought about the fact that there's 5 bricks of cheese in the fridge.
Yeah.
As we're talking about this, Wendy spent $80 on cheese this morning.
Well, you know what? It's good.
No,
Wendy
I know,
does
but
bring
I just
the
think
best cheese
like
to a
talking
party.
Talking about this, we're right. Like, cause like guys, no, for real. Like we're not it's doing this to lose weight. Like we're not doing any of this shit to lose weight.
Obviously.
If we were, we wouldn't have spent $80 on cheese.
Yeah. I mean, there are pictures of all the shit reading. So you can clearly see, we're not trying to lose weight, but
we're trying to gain weight in tuna jalapenos and a lot of Stilton.
Yeah. That's, I'm so excited for that cheese. I've been thinking about it.
Oh, I know. Are we, how much longer do we have to do this stupid podcast?
cheese. No, but it really is like, and the thing when people focus on weight loss, because a lot of people attach their self-worth to how they look and how much they weigh. And you even look, you go on Instagram and like, there are these accounts where it's like body positive, where you've got women and people make a big fucking deal about like, oh my God, it's a woman over a size 8 in a bikini. Gross. What a hero. And it's so sad. So there's this stigma. So if you do anything healthy, people go like, and also lose weight, look great naked. But it's like, you don't have to be thin to be healthy. And a lot of times when you cut out addictive foods like sugar, you just feel better. It helps your mood.
Well, which it's also, I mean, sugar, alcohol, caffeine,
Nicotine.
That's why I don't have coffee in the house and I don't drink coffee all the time. I like twice a week, typically after I go for like a 5 mile hike, I'll treat myself and go get a fucking coffee down the street.
Right.
But I don't drink it every day because there was a period of time where at work, I would have like 5 fucking iced coffees a day in the morning. And then it got to the point where I'd have the day off and wake up and have a fucking headache because I wasn't consuming so much caffeine. So that was a situation where I went, oh, I need to stop drinking coffee for a while. And I feel better. I feel better. Right. I don't drink coffee every day. It literally is a treat. That's how I look at it. Right. I go have a coffee because I love coffee.
Yeah.
Right.
But I can't drink it like I was because it was affecting me. It's the same way sugar. That's why when people cut sugar, they feel like shit.
Yeah.
Because your body's addicted to it.
I should cut coffee a little bit. I mean, like I do like 3 cups a day, but it's if I don't drink coffee by 2 in the afternoon, specifically 2 in the afternoon, I get this very specific caffeine headache. That's
yeah. See, and that's a thing. That's a thing. Like that's smoking cigarettes, drinking alcohol, eating sugar, caffeine, any of that.
Yeah.
When it gets to the point, if you like, just take a day.
Yeah.
Just any habit you have, take a day and not do it.
Right.
And see how you fucking feel.
Right.
Because if you don't have coffee for a day and you're like, whatever, I feel fine. Cool. Have coffee the next day. But if you don't have coffee for a day and by like mid afternoon, you have a fucking headache or you're feeling real shitty, you should reevaluate how much you are consuming.
Right.
And that's like, that's unhealthy. Right.
And that's with the food stuff to like pull out something like, especially something like sugar and all the processed foods. Cause that's really you're honestly not to get like all serious, but like you're talking about addiction and you're talking about your life is run by, if you're like, I can't live without coffee or I need a cigarette right now.
Which everybody says all the time. That's coffee is the thing. It's totally socially acceptable.
Yep.
Like, there are coffee mugs that are like, don't talk to me before I've had my first cup of coffee. That's a thing, but it's like, no, what would you do if like someone was an alcoholic in your life and they got home from work and you're like, hey babe. And they were like, hey, don't talk to me till I've had a beer.
Right.
You'd be like, oh, that's a problem.
Right.
Yeah. Because there's, you know, everyone's just like, oh, coffee is normal. It's like water.
Right.
So it's okay for someone to be an asshole. It's like, oh, she's a cunt. She hasn't had coffee yet. And it's like, well, that's not okay.
Right. Coffee for me has always been associated with work addiction too, because you know, the video editing, computer stuff, whatever. I mean, it's the same thing. Like I used to be straight Red Bulls and I had to cut off it. And I noticed it was really gnarly when I did. So coffee was kind of my downgrade from that just because the work I do is so tedious and it's sitting in a chair and it's this and it's that. And it's breaking those patterns. It's a healthy thing to evaluate and do, you know. But I kind of leave myself the coffee because.
No, that's the thing. That's fine. That's totally cool. But then you have to fucking own it and be like, I can't not drink coffee.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know that it's not good for me. And I know that if I don't have it, I'm an asshole or I feel shitty or whatever.
Right.
But I don't care. But that's the thing. That it's, I don't care. I don't want to change. That's cool.
Right.
If you own that, I don't give a shit. But if you're complaining about like feeling like crap or whatever, then do something about it.
Well, the thing too, when you look at addiction, like you look at like, so with coffee and like for me, because not drinking, and again, full disclosure, this is a serious jammers.
Yeah.
I was for the last, and I mean, I can hear it in episodes for the, like the last 3 months before we recorded that whole 30 episode, I believe, when I came in looking really thin, after we had started it for a week, for the last 3 months prior to that, I was not telling the truth to anybody. I was drinking.
Including me,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
That includes me.
I was drinking just out of anxiety with a lot of stuff going on. I was drinking a dangerous amount of alcohol and doing a dangerous amount of cocaine. And, like to the point where, I mean, I was like, I realized, and then I would go and like, sometimes it's fun, but then there's a thing where you go, there's a click and you're like, okay, this is not fun. This is a problem. And you can see, and I didn't hit any kind of a rock bottom. Nothing crazy happened, but I was able to identify like, wait a minute, my reward system where it used to be, oh, I go have a drink and this is fun. I was waking up so tired and hungover and like shaky and like could not focus. And so I would try to set rules and I would take 2 days off and then be like, okay, I'm going to go out and just have one glass of wine. And that would turn into 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm coming home from a karaoke bar. And it's like, you're going to die and or lose all of your money and be homeless. And you're not going to be able to get your work done, but you have to be able to identify that and be like, knock it the fuck off.
Yeah.
And It's been like 26 days, 27 days. And it's soup. And if anyone's trying to cut anything out, even something like coffee. And that's the thing. Like,
yeah,
I went through where I was. Oh yeah. Before I quit drinking, I was like, man, this is really good. I'm like waking up. I'm not really eating. I'm not drinking coffee. And it's like, or I'm not drinking Red Bull. And I'm like, yeah, it's because you're so violently sick and hungover and still high that you're hyper and your body's like, you're pumping adrenaline constantly. And it's like, it's not like, oh, I'm not eating because my metabolism. It's like your stomach's wrecked. I watched my brother almost die multiple times from drug and alcohol addiction. And I got to tell you, it sucks when you're cutting anything like that out. And I'm not drinking to lose weight.
But you look great.
Thank you.
Cutting out all those empty calories.
I know. I got to tell you. But then but it is, and it's uncomfortable to change a habit, but it really is when you feel like something, you're like, okay, my whole life is built around this one thing. And you start putting, like, instead of being like, oh, whatever your habit is, like, oh, I'm eating too much alone, or if you're gambling or anything where it's destructive to you. Cause not having coffee, sometimes it's like, okay, if you have a headache, that's your physical health. And so then fix that. There are other bigger addictions though, where it's like, and even with food, where your health is at risk or you're ruining relationships and your mood, things like that, or like you're blowing money on things. If you can reel it in and be like, cause if you don't have an addiction problem, your brain goes, oh wow, I'm drinking a lot, or I'm like gambling a lot. And I'm like showing up late to work and I'm hungover and I'm not having good relationships with my family. If you don't have an addiction problem, you go, let me scale back on this. If you're an addict, you go, let me scale back on work, friends, and you adjust the rest of your life so that you can focus on your addictive behavior.
Exactly.
And that's a bad sign. So if you notice that happening, fucking cut it out. And it sucks. And you're physically uncomfortable, but like we're talking about the habit loop, it's not willpower. And it's the same with food or with coffee or with a cigarette or with anything, or even like if you're angry or you snap it, whatever, if you take a minute and breathe before you go into your habit, that destructive behavior, and go like, okay, I want to do this, but I'm going to choose not to do it. Because I want to try. It's like that episode of Seinfeld. And I know I have a lot of young listeners, but Google it.
It's a show
where George, one of the characters, George, his whole life is falling apart. And he's like, I make bad decisions. And he's like, all right, you know what? My life is going to shit. I'm going to do the opposite of every decision I would naturally make.
And his life is great.
Yeah. And then his life's great. And he gets a job with the Yankees. So it's a funny show, but that's if you have any kind of an addictive, or you feel like your life is kind of going the shit, or really evaluate your habits and your routine. And then try to just make the change. And I'm reading a book called The Power of Habit. I want to give that book a shout out. It's fucking phenomenal. It's really great. But so that's the addiction portion and responding to the jam. I mean, but that's.
No. Yeah. I agree with everything. I mean, I feel like we've talked about all of this before loosely.
Right.
Yeah.
But like, it wasn't something like it's stuff I've gone through, but in the past, not that I've actively gone through on the podcast.
Right.
Whereas you're now actively like going through it.
Right.
And I think it's good. We're being super honest. Like this is like,
yeah,
you know, I dealt with this. It's been a long time,
yeah,
but it's hard to, especially like a thing that you've been doing for years. Mm-hmm. That's just you. That's like, it's almost like a part of your personality.
Right.
And you take that away and it's scary. Cause you're like, oh, but this is, and then you, what? Cause it happens a lot fast. That's the thing. Cause it's like, oh, 3 weeks, like not doing something for, cause isn't it like 21 days to like change a habit is like the whatever thing that someone arbitrarily decided is the right amount of time before you're fixed.
Right.
I think it was Beyonce that decided that.
And I agree with her.
Who's going to doubt her?
Was it 21? Was that Adele? That was the name of her record. That was all about changing habits.
It was probably Adele. But it does, cause once you stop doing something and you're like, oh, that's, it's not a lot of time.
Right.
We've been doing this podcast for over a year now. It doesn't seem like we've been doing this podcast. Everything goes by way fucking faster than it feels. But when you're in the middle of it,
right,
you're like, God,
yeah,
you haven't had a drink in 27 days.
Right.
That went by so fast.
I know.
You know what I mean? But like, it's doing it. Like, that's why with any sort of like AANA, any sort of support group,
right,
they do that whole like accountability day by day thing.
Yep.
Because it really is like, take it each day. And then all of a sudden it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
Or all of a sudden it's been 27 days.
Right.
Because that isn't a lot of time.
No. And it's day by day. And when you're trying to, when you're trying to change a habit, it's day by day, but then also it's minute by minute too. Mm-hmm. Cause you'll get down to something like, there'll be times where like I had this and I, yeah, where you're just out. And because we drink at shows now, and it's so funny because it's like a void trigger. Now, thankfully I was drinking a lot by myself. So I'm like, oh, so I can just never be in my apartment.
Yeah, just never be alone yeah, ever like, again.
My cat, goddamn Sebastian's a trigger. He was my drinking buddy. So now I watch him drink his glass of hot whiskey in the morning.
It really wakes him up.
Yeah. While I sip coffee and I'm like, kitty, do you want to give mama kisses? Do you want to give mama kisses?
In my mouth.
Yeah. Kiss me slowly.
Mouth kisses. Open mouth sandpaper kisses.
you want to give mama a better kiss? Did you see that video where Tom Brady made his, did you see that video where Tom Brady made his son, like give him a mouth kiss?
How old is the son?
That was creepy,
wait,
right?
How old is his son?
He's
how
a
old
kid. Is his son? He's a little kid. He's like, I would say maybe 8.
Oh, that's too old. See, you said
and he was like, laying down in a bed or like in a hospital bed, stroking his dick. Yeah. No, I'm just
kiss your papa. But kiss he said, him on his lips.
He said, give me a kiss. And he went in and he gave me, he was like, give him a little peck. And he goes, no, give me a real kiss. And the son had to lean in and go like, mwah, and like hold the lips. Weird. It was gross. Well, he doesn't eat strawberries. He's on that weird diet like his wife Giselle. Yeah.
But they look great.
Now those people
now
are doing that.
A weird diet. He just flipped it all around on Tom Brady and Giselle.
Yeah, those people. So see, that's another reason why we're not trying to lose weight on diets, because we don't want to be making out with our kids to get a thrill. They don't drink. They don't eat strawberries.
And they're not cats.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? So why make out with any of them?
But yeah, it's just like changing. And that's part of like why we started waking up early.
No, and that's like the waking up early, which that's the thing that makes it a lot easier. If you're trying to cut something like drinking too much or smoking too much, like a behavior that literally ruins your next morning,
right?
Where you feel like trash.
Well, how long
move.
Have you been doing that? Because I know we've talked about you getting up early for a couple months now.
Like
Megan's been doing it for a while.
My job, I have to be at my job at 7:30 in the morning.
Right.
So like,
but like you've been doing it every day. I mean, we've talked about you working. I mean, we do the show really early for you.
Yeah. Well, like when I was doing when I could afford to do CrossFit again, please send more Jamalam so I can get back to doing CrossFit.
We're running a ghetto CrossFit with the jammers people in this
thing.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing. I got a bunch of tires. I just found a surplus of tires up on the hike this morning. I bought all that extra wood from the trees they were cutting down. We're going to throw logs at each other. Months. Cause I was never a morning person. I never could imagine being like that. And then I stopped drinking so much and smoking cigarettes, and I just wake up either because of full blown panic attacks. So I'm just up all night long.
Best way to wake up.
Yeah. I'm up all night long. And then at 5 in the morning, my body's just like, fuck you, asshole. And then I am super awake, or I actually sleep, but I still just naturally wake up. Like if I sleep, if it's 8, when I wake up, I'm like, ooh, yeah. I really treated myself today. Hmm. But so that waking up and doing like us and our good friend Rick, who went on the hike today, me and Rick have been doing this 4 days a week.
Yeah.
Because he has to be at work at 9:30. So in order for us to go and him still get to work, we have to go at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So we just both wake up and we go do it. And he shows up here fucking miserable.
Yep.
Because he just woke up and crawled out of bed and walked a block to my house.
Yeah.
And then I opened the door pissed off.
Yep.
Because we don't want to do it, but like within 5 minutes of walking, yep, we're complaining about things together.
Yeah, you're complaining.
Each other laugh.
Right.
And it's fun. Like, and then by the end of the hike, we're like, oh man, I feel so great. And you feel great. And then you have your whole day and you're more productive.
Right. And it's easier, like you were saying, instead of, because a lot of people, even if you work early and it sounds really dumb, but even if you can wake up like a half hour or an hour earlier than you normally would to get up and like not look at social media, get up and like go for a walk or do stretches or move around, that little bit of time, even though it seems silly, is like actually is really helpful. And if you can get up and early and go like for, you know, go walk for an hour and a half, 2 hours, that's great. Because what I found that it does is helps you get all the, if you have anxiety, a lot of people wake up in the morning like we do, wake up and go like, oh God, what do I have to do today? Yeah. Right.
What did I do yesterday?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was like, oh God, who do I have to apologize to? If you go for a long walk, a lot of times your blackout memories come back to you as you're sobering up, and then you can remember who you have to apologize to.
And it turns out it's not as many people as you initially thought.
Right. Because if you're cool, they were also blacked out, so nobody remembers. That that's what I would do. I was like, let me see who apologizes to me first. That's like, oh God, let me go for a walk before I see what fucking videos I was tagged in from the night before. Oh, ha God, ha, cha, cha, cha. That's a scary thing.
See, and that's why you just really lean into being, almost 32 and just live in an apartment with your boyfriend and you don't really go out. You have people come to you and you go to bed at 9 PM and wake up at 5 and go for hikes. And then you never have to worry about being tagged in anything.
Yeah.
Because there's no one around to tag you.
I know, but it was fun. Today we were tagging videos because we were together. So we tagged videos, but instead it is, and I like, it's just a nice way to wake up because your brain is clear. And so like normally if we hadn't gotten up and gone for a walk, like if last night we went out and drank and then woke up.
Which we could have done very easily.
Right. If we went out and got fucked up and then came in and we're like, oh, we don't have to wake up and record till 1 and we can sleep. We would have woke up hungover and then been like, oh my God, we have shit to do. But because we woke up, even though you're tired, it's like, you're able to relax a little bit and just exercise gets the physical kinetic energy out of your body. So you have less of that shaky anxiety. Even if you're like tired and like, ugh, stressed out, it's just easier to manage because you can kind of filter out the physical anxiety. And then you can go through the rest of your day and process it. And you said something this morning that was so great. And this is the best thing about waking up and
hear that, guys. I said something great.
Get ready. When you wake up early and do something first thing in the morning, like go for a walk or get up and do yoga or just even get up and dance around. Like I put on like, I bought like Spanish guitar music on iTunes.
I was going to say, I can't wait to hear what it is that you're dancing around.
Adele's 21. It's like, it's sad interpretive dance.
Beyonce's 21.
Right. But just to like dance around, move around and like, or get an extra email done or something in the morning, you have a sense of accomplishment first thing in the morning. And that makes you feel good. So you're like, oh, that's a dopamine dump of like, oh, look, I did something. And that good feeling that your body, your brain and body naturally go, oh, I want more of that good feeling. And so you're more likely to respond to emails, get to work on time, follow through with responsibilities. If you're going to flake on a friend and cancel, you, instead of just like bailing, you go like, hey, I'm not going to make like, cause that's something like you just, you follow a pattern of good behavior.
And that's why I said that. Cause it is, I said that this morning because it is true because the mornings I wake up and I get up at 5:30 and then I go and I do like a fucking 5-6 mile hike first thing in the morning. And then I'm done and back home before 9. And I'm like, oh fuck, it's not even 9.
Right.
And you feel so good because you already accomplished something.
Right.
I already did a thing. Yeah. I already did a big thing for the day. And so then you're like, oh man, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to get this done. I'm going to write this thing. I'm going to call that person I need to talk to. And you do all this shit you need to do.
Yeah.
And you know, not to sound like a fucking boring grandma, but guys, spoiler, that's exactly what we are.
Yeah.
You feel better and then you go to bed early. Like you get all your shit done. That's the thing. You wake up early and you get all your shit done. Sorry to bum you out, cool teenagers. Which, by the way, do coke all night. Fucking stay up till 6. You're young.
It is fun.
Keep going. I'm glad in your 30s, you gotta tamp it down because it just gets sad and weird.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. And the shame spiraling thing, this is really huge because there's a difference in like, and I would, when I was a trainer with my clients, I would try to instill this in them and I try to do it with myself. And Megan and I are good about doing this with each other and ourselves is like, if you do, like, if you're trying to, like, I'm trying to wake up earlier, I'm trying to, like, not drink, I'm trying to not smoke, or I'm trying to not eat cookies, right? And then if you, and you're doing a great job, and you're doing a great job for, like, 2 weeks, and then you have a shit day, and you're like, fuck it, right? And you take a drink, or you get ice cream, or you start smoking cigarettes. A lot of times your brain, you go back to the old habit, coping mechanism. You, if that happens, the number one thing people do is they go, oh my God, I did this thing. I'm a piece of shit. I have no control over myself. And you shame spiral. And then you do more of that bad behavior because you self-fulfill the prophecy that you're a bad person.
Well, yeah. It's like when someone's on a diet trying to lose weight and they do the thing, which you should never do, where you cut all the things you like out and you just, you know, eat celery,
right?
Like what we do,
right? Which is actually how to lose weight. By the way, we'll do a weight loss episode, and that'll be the last episode of Jammers.
Yeah, we'll do a real weight loss episode. I'll fall back into crippling meth addiction.
Yeah,
but I'll look great. But it's like when someone's on a diet and they're trying to lose weight, and they're like, I can't eat pizza. I can't eat anything. I'm just eating cottage cheese and celery, and that's it. And then you break, and you have a slice of pizza or a cookie. Mm-hmm. And then you go, well, fuck it. I'm a piece of shit because I just ate a slice of pizza. So I might as well eat a whole large pizza.
Yeah.
And that's super fucking common. And then you do that and you're like, I'm a piece of shit. And then you just keep being a piece of shit because you're telling yourself you're a piece of shit.
Right.
Where instead you could just be like, I had a cookie. It was delicious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm not going to do? Have 12 more cookies.
Right.
Because then, yeah, I'd be a piece of shit.
Yeah. Whenever, and this is not to get all like serious and self-helpy, but what I do is,
that's the worst.
I know. But like, if it makes you guys feel better, Megan and I have our pussies out flapping around. So we're doing funny, we're doing puppetry of our pussy lips now.
Yeah. Right.
While we're being serious.
For properly a dog Chowder. Steven can't see this. This is exclusively for she is bored out of her goddamn mind.
Yeah, she does not like this. She's like, oh God, I'm so glad I'm not a human. But when I do that, if I'll have like, you know, like to eat, like, eat a bunch of garbage or like eat, like last night I ate more than I wanted to and I felt really full, but instead of being like, oh, I'm a fat piece of shit, I was like, okay, well that was delicious and I feel bloated and I'm like, okay, but I'm not a piece of shit. I'm a human being. And guess what? Chorizo and queso is delicious. And so I'm not wrong. It tasted good. And then I go, okay. And instead of spiraling down, you go like, all right, so I did that. Okay. Well, that I don't feel very good. So I need to remember this. So the next time I make, the next decision I make is going to be different. Like, and it sounds really boring and
unless
lame.
Unless it involves chorizo and queso.
Right. In which case it's going to
do the exact same thing over and over.
Right. Oh, and by different, I meant, you know what, next time I'm going to not feel badly.
You know what, next time I'm going to get two.
Yeah. I really got to change this around. I want to get double just so I have some in the morning, you know?
Oh, to even myself out.
Right. It's like alcohol,
to stop
right?
The shakes.
Hair of the dog. Oh God. What's the matter? Don't even talk to me until I've had my queso in the morning.
I did do that. I did eat my leftover fucking refried bean salad for breakfast.
Well, but that's healthy. It's good.
True. Chowder.
Yeah.
But you guys are acknowledging that this is a special event and not a lifestyle choice.
Exactly.
Well, the cheese is a lifestyle.
I was
going
to say the beans. I'm a big bean fan.
I like
speaking of beans. We got to go start those beanie weenies.
I know. I like how we're just like, you know, sometimes you go for a hike and then you just like, I accomplished something. I want to keep the pattern of good behavior going. And what happened was I was like, we should get cheese at this store too.
Yeah. Yeah. Wendy bought cheese at multiple grocery stores.
And Wendy is the queen of cheese when it comes to parties. She buys some impressive cheese.
Yeah. I mean, I like it and I'm not drinking. I'm going to melt down that Bergeron and sip it through a straw.
Do you have any shot glasses? Do you have any shot glasses?
Y'all,
I'm going to do cheese shots for everybody when they get here.
But yeah, so that is the deal with why we said we were doing it not to lose weight, because we were not lying.
But again, if you want to lose weight, shoot us an email. We'll tell you how to kill yourself.
Right. If we want to lose weight, we'll do an episode, an eating disorder episode.
We do. We have to get ready for this barbecue.
I know we do. Where's the thing on?
No, we're good. We can barbecue it up.
That was nice.
I think that was a great episode. Oh, I love you guys.
That was good.
Did you guys like that? And this is a real dumb. And I said this on a podcast that we did yesterday and I already forgot the name of it. What was it?
Oh my God.
Saving the world with Barry and Lucas.
God damn it, Wendy.
Well, no, I love you guys and thanks for having us.
Because we saved the world yesterday. So it's like the podcast obviously is over because they can't.
Right.
There's no more saving anything.
Saving the world with Barry and Lucas. And
it's called Saved the World now.
Saved. Yeah. Yeah. New title. And you can find it on the Starburns archives. Well, to be fair, I did not sleep. And I, on the flight yesterday when I flew here, I was in JetBlue Mint. And what a time to be not drinking, because I walk in and it was like I had my own seat and they're like, I had everything for free. I could have been very drunk on that plane. And I did not drink on that plane. But on the show yesterday, and I want to make sure we share this with our listeners because it's a nice little nugget of advice. And this is something that we may or may not start doing. But so check the Jammers Instagram, because now that I'm like going to meetings and doing this gratitude shit every day, it's so dumb. It's so fucking lame and helpful and like.
And I feel better.
Get me wrong.
It's so stupid.
Don't get me wrong. It's super boring and lame and you should not do this. Any of these ideas, but
do it.
I read this thing and I've been thinking about it every day and it's really helpful. So maybe take this throughout your day with you. It's when you feel stressed out, but I saw one of my inspirational quotes in my little daily thing. It said, you can control two things today, attitude and effort. And that's a real selfish help thing. So take that, put that in your chili donut and smoke it.
I knew you were going to say that. But I thought you were going to say, put that in your chili cheese donut and top it with cottage cheese.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Jammers. This is disposable. Throw it away. This is an animal. Don't let it stray. That was the past, so leave it behind. This is the future. It's all in our mind. Your interest in between lines, reading the caring one, sign of the times. This is your Englishman, this is his norm. This is your female, and that in turn. We are the people, and we really care. We don't really look. Just like to stare. Unprintable feelings that play on your mind get written in innocence, pretend.